Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney. She is a guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Amy Penquite from Altoona.
Our reading today is from Psalm 18, verses 27 and 28. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord, my God, lightens my darkness. Our prayer. Lord of the nations, bless our nation and all our people. We pray for our president and Congress, our governor and legislature, our judges and magistrates, and all who serve in public office, and for those having rule and authority over all the nations of the earth. May these leaders rule in wisdom and justice according to your moral law. Prosper agriculture, manufacturing, commerce, and every lawful industry. Bring an end to war. Promote domestic and international peace. Cleanse our society from besetting sins, and lead us to forbid practices that offend against your holy word. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Cerro Gordo, Senator Reagan, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. In the balcony behind you, you will see some students. There are a lot of students here, but in particular, the students from North Iowa Area Community College. If they'd stand with their advisor, Gary Herrig, and they ventured down from North Iowa, and they didn't think they'd get as much snow, I'm sure, as they saw here. We usually get to keep it all. But they're here visiting with us about the value of community college, and so I'd ask you to welcome them.
For what purpose does the Senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney, seek the floor?
Mr. President, I would like to know if I'm in order for an introduction.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ellsworth College in Iowa Falls, Iowa, a long history with my family. My Aunt Verena graduated from there and became a teacher in about 1936. And all of my relatives have graduated from Ellsworth or attended Ellsworth College, and it is my privilege today to introduce our Ellsworth Community College students that are here visiting. Let's give them a warm welcome, please.
Is the Senator from Woodbury, Senator Smith, seek the floor.
Introduction, please.
You're in order, Senator.
Yes. I would like to welcome Western Iowa Tech students. They would please stand. Western Iowa Tech is a community college in Sioux City. It graduates many great students that continue to live in our community, take jobs, and any support we can give our community college is great. So welcome.
Seeing no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Upon adjournment, Republicans will caucus in room 22. I move the Senate adjourn until 1 p.m. on Monday, January 28th.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Monday, January 28th at 1 p.m.
Caucus immediately in room 22, Republican Caucus immediately in room 22.